Welcome to the broadcast of the Bible Way Church of Atlas Road, where Daryl Jackson is our pastor. We are located at 2440 Atlas Road in Columbia, South Carolina, and we're so glad you've tuned in. We pray that today's message is truly a blessing to you. If you desire prayer, our ministers are available to pray with you. Give us a call at 803-776-1238 or call us toll free at 1-888-776-1238. Today, Pastor Daryl Jackson shares the message titled, Grateful Men of Purpose, A Wise Mentor.
So all year long, we have been talking about grateful. And as we approach June, which is the month that we recognize and celebrate men, God told me to begin this series and share this series. And I want you to receive it in the manner in which God has given it to me. And I want you to hear God's word. I'm so glad that we've already praised the Lord and done that, but I just want you to hear what God has to say, because he's speaking to us throughout this month. Amen. We are beginning a brand new series of messages entitled Grateful Men of Purpose. Throughout this month, we are looking at four unsung, no-name heroes of the Bible. You don't have to be famous for God to use you. Folk don't have to know your name for God to use you. God said to me as I was putting this message together, he says, we always talk about the iconic people, David, and we always talk about Paul, and we always talk about all the famous people of the Bible, the Abrahams, but there's some other, particularly this month in June, there's some other men who laid the foundation for others to be famous. Listen to what God says in this first message of this series. In fact, before I do it, can you just find a brother on this men's mount, wave at one if you're not close to them and say, I'm so grateful for you. Grateful for you. But we've allowed society to tear down men so much, amen, and just to always highlight negativity. We have a church full of brothers in church on Sunday morning. I'm grateful for you. I'm so grateful for you. Exodus chapter 18, verse 17, 18, and the first clause of verse 19. The first message in this series, Grateful Men of Purpose. The first of four unsung heroes that we are going to highlight in this series. Verse 17, Jethro, the father-in-law of Moses, says, this is not good, Moses, father-in-law exclaimed. You're going to wear yourself out and the people too. This job is too heavy a burden for you to handle all by yourself. Tell somebody you can't do it by yourself. Verse 19, A clause. Now listen to me, Jethro says to Moses, and let me give you a word of advice, and may God be with you. And the church said, amen. Grateful men of purpose. Message number one, a wise mentor. Look at someone and say, I thank God for wise mentors. Clap those hands as you take your seat. A wise mentor. Listen, it has been said, it's been declared, and I wholeheartedly agree with this statement, that purpose is rarely fulfilled alone. In fact, I would like to amend that statement and say purpose is never fulfilled alone. For God often allows different people, unusual people, sometimes strange people, unsung heroes, to come into our lives at a time in which we need it the most. Whew. Our most vulnerable periods of our lives, time of our lives in which we're this close on the verge of giving up. God knows how to send the right people into our lives to guide, shape, and strengthen us. Last week's message, Family and Friends Day, I said to you that we ought to thank God for the people in our lives and not so much the things that are in our lives. Because what I've found out is that when your back is against the wall, a new car can't lift you out of it. A new job or a new house can't change your trajectory, take you from the bottom to the top. Oftentimes, God blesses us with people in our lives that he sends our way. You don't even know it at the time, but they are shaping and molding your life, helping you to be who God has called you to be. And so in this series for the month of June, a very special thank you and shout out to Men's Ministry and phenomenal job that you're doing, and Elder Jeff Scott, your leadership with the men here at Bible Way. Thank you, my brother. In this series, God has invited us to share the stories of four incredible men in the Bible who were not in the spotlight. They were not famous. They weren't anybody to write home about. Yet, they were used by God in extraordinary ways. Can I tell you something? God is still using ordinary people to do some extraordinary things. Don't get hoodwinked by the folk you see in the limelight and think that's your ticket to success. Many people in the limelight can only think of themselves. In fact, they do what we used to call in the day, they hold the light. They take all the attention for themselves. They don't have time to mentor anybody else because they're shining all the light on them. Their number one goal is to promote themselves. But God will send you people, won't he do it, in your life at a critical junction of your life to take you to where God wants you to go. We're calling these people, Deacon Wesley Rogers, the unsung heroes, quiet heroes, those who've helped shape other people's lives that they don't write books about. These people are not elected to public office. They are not people whose names are on buildings. There are no signs necessarily on the roads honoring all of these people. But they are folk who made a difference in our lives. And it is our goal, in fact, it is our prayer that this series, this month, will inspire all of us to be who God has called us to be. All of us, men, women, boys, and girls, to be exactly that person of purpose that God has called us to be, but particularly focus this month on men, young men, older men, middle-aged men, men. And so there's something in it for all of us, because let me tell you, every good woman wants a good man of purpose. Amen. I've come to realize that the godly women pray for your success, because they want to be united. They want to have relationships with godly men of purpose who's not intimidated by anybody's success, but are just plain grateful for what God has called them to be. You've got to be comfortable with you. I told the story this morning at 8 about my late Uncle Joe, and I loved him so much. And Uncle Joe was a unique guy. Never got married, lived to be almost 90 years old, and just at the time of his life. And towards the end of his life, I would spend Saturday afternoons with Uncle Joe. And we determined right away that he didn't want to go anywhere, because he didn't like really getting dressed on Saturdays. I walked in the house and he still had on, looked like he slept in what he had on night before, but that was his life. And I would go in and say, Uncle Joe, change your clothes. Can I get you something? Can I go buy you a new shirt? And thank God for my sister Pat, who was always taking care of him. And then one day he just told me, he said, let me tell you something, boy. You be you and let me do me. And he said, now, if you're going to come visit me on Saturdays, you got to do what I do, which is sit here for 2 hours and watch Gunsmoke. So I figured out best time I can have with my Uncle Joe is watching him do himself. So I know every Gunsmoke rerun you can think of. I know every joke Festus has ever told, and Miss Kitty, and I know all of it from sitting there on Saturdays with my Uncle Joe watching Gunsmoke. But here's what I figured out. He was comfortable being himself. He didn't have to be his brother AC. He didn't have to be his brother Bobby. He didn't have to be anybody. He was just comfortable being little old Uncle Joe, and knew that's who God had called him to be, because we all have a mission. And that is to take whatever gifts that God has given us and let it shine. What I did not tell you, that little old Uncle Joe was one of my greatest mentors. He was one of the ones that helped me to be where I am. And I think back over my life, it just wasn't the Uncle Joes of the world. I think, and I mentioned earlier, Sister Renee Williams' brother, Jerry Hollis, who was my fifth grade science teacher at Atlas Road Elementary School. My good friend John Richardson and I and others were in that class, and Mr. Hollis saw something in these boys, and he started a drill team, and he and Reverend C.R. Neal took someone like me with a severe speech impediment that feared and dreaded getting in front of everybody or anybody. And he put me up front. He says, I'm going to help you overcome that, because I see what you can be, not what you are struggling with. Can I preach to somebody? How many of you are grateful for people that God has placed in your life that saw what you could be and not what you were struggling with? In fact, you owe God a 20 seconds. Stand to your feet, clap your hands, and tell the Lord, I am grateful. So grateful. When I thought about those mentors, thought about the people at Bible Way. We know the Bishop Jacksons and the others, but you don't know the Deacon John Sumters, or you may not know the Deacon Frank English Jr., or his son, Elder Frank English, who took me under his wings. And when I could not even afford clothes to go to college, went in his closet, gave me his clothes to wear. People who made a difference in your life. Other folk who, Deacon Lloyd Lumpkin and others, Deacon Merle Haywood, so many others who paved the road for the Deacon Marlon Waters, for Deacon Clarence Smith and others to be, Deacon Carlos, all of us to be who we are today. I'm here to tell you that if you are somebody, and if you have achieved anything, you owe somebody a debt of gratitude. Pastor Lawson, we know, because I know what Elder Lloyd did for you and your faithfulness to others. You are a great mentor because you had a great mentor. Now, I don't say this if you don't mean it, but I need everybody who know that you are where you are because you had some help. Look at your neighbor and say, neighbor, I did not get here by myself. I had some help. And I am so grateful. Whew. Jesus says to his disciples in Matthew chapter 5 and verse 16, the King James Version, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and not glorify yourself. And not try to go viral on social media, but to see your good works and glorify your Father, which is in heaven. We need less viral people and more genuine people, because everybody who's viral is not genuine. Can I preach? So here's what God says. He says we all have an opportunity to be a small light in a dark world. You don't need a title. You don't need a position. You don't need to be in charge of a ministry. I ordain all of you. I'm gonna make you head of your own ministry. Somebody asked, say, what's your role in Bible? We say, Pastor Jackson gave me a ministry. What's my ministry? Me, myself, and I. You are in charge of you. Amen. And use the light that God has given you. Thank you, Sergeant King, for your powerful testimony. I heard about it, Fifth Sunday Women's Fellowship, an incredible job that you are doing. Thank you for so many people who decided that I can be a small light in a dark world. We all have a responsibility. But we also have a responsibility to realize that if we get there, it is not because we got there by ourselves. In this first message, we would like to focus on the importance of wise counsel, spiritual nurturing, and emotional support. Think back over your life. Think back over the times that people have given you wise advice. You did not know how pertinent that advice was until you got in a situation in which you needed it the most. Lift those hands and tell the Lord, thank you. Think back over your life, which somebody nurtured you. To those of you that are men who've had the incredible honor that I've had, or Brother Ernest Diamond may have had with his father, Deacon Diamond, and other men, to have fathers who nurtured us, we ought to tell God, thank you. But I know that everybody did not have that privilege. But to those of you who've had somebody, it could have been someone in the military, it could have been someone on your job, someone in church. Is there anybody in here that had a good male figure in your life that gave you wise, nurturing advice and helped you get to where you are? Show me some gratitude and clap those hands and give God a hand up. Show me your gratitude. Show me that, Lord, I thank you, Lord. Someone tells the parable. There's an old parable that a man walked by with a young boy and saw a turtle sitting on a fence post. The young man marveled at the incredible turtle that was on the fence post. And the old wise man who was walking with him looked at him and says, boy, no turtle gets on a fence post by himself. If there is a turtle on a fence post in a flood, it's because somebody put him there. Ooh. Ooh, can I preach that? I just want to see anybody who know you've had the luxury and the privilege and the honor to sit on the fence post when the enemy came in like a flood. Somebody help you rise above all your trials, tribulation, and help you to become who you are today. And the only reason there's breath in your body is that you had some help. So God says in this first message of this series, let us explore the advantages and the significance of wise mentorship, wise counsel. The text highlights the story of a man by the name of Jethro. Someone say Jethro. Jethro and his wise advice to his son-in-law, Moses. For the next few moments of this message, let us take a look at Jethro's story and his significance in biblical history. Let us begin by stating what is a fact, which is it is important to know that Jethro was not a leader of Israel. There are no Hebrew Bible books named after Jethro. In fact, Jethro was not even an Israelite. If you allow me a few moments to put it in some context for you, I'll show you the significance of Jethro. Jethro was a Midianite. He was from Midian, which is modern day Saudi Arabia. But when you look at it in its fuller context, Dr. Shaw Washington, Midian was named after the son of Abraham. We know about the son named Isaac from Sarah, but we are not as familiar with the six sons of Abraham after the death of Sarah by a woman by the name of Keturah. Special to me because my niece is named Keturah. And here's what I told the church, brothers. Abraham was 100 years old when Isaac was born. When I read this, I said, Brother Abraham, man, you had six more sons after, I don't know what prescriptions you were taking. I don't know what that modern day pharmacist gave Brother Abraham, but he had something that allowed a 100 plus year old man to bury one wife and marry another wife and have six sons from Keturah. One of those sons was Midian. And so this Midian, one of the sons for Keturah, now I got to put it in some further context. Keturah's lineage stemmed from Ham, the son of Noah. You know Ham. The one that looked like us. I told him, Mom, I was talking about you this morning. You told me don't say nappy head anymore. So I said the dark skin, curly hair. Tight curly hair. Ham. Keturah, read biblical history. Read the background and the context, you will discover she was a woman of color who gave birth to a mixed race son of color by the name of Midian. Okay, Midian was a predecessor of Jethro. Jethro's daughter Moses married. So Moses had at least two sons, one by the name of Gershom, who was a person of, I didn't get here to get into any kind of African-American lineage in the Bible, but I'm here to tell you there were people in the Bible look like you, look like me. And so one of the things that came out of a result of the relationship with Jethro is that when Moses fled Egypt, do I have time to preach this? My time is almost gone. Moses fled Egypt and for 40 years Listen, for 40 years prior to the deliverance of the Israelites, for 40 years before Moses went back to Egypt to tell Pharaoh, God says, let my people go. God had him in the wilderness under the tutelage of Jethro, learning the Sinai wilderness. Because if you're going to ever lead somebody somewhere, you ought to know where you're leading them to. Such was the case. And he met the daughter of Jethro, who became his wife. Now, fast forward, chapter 18, the book of Exodus. Moses had gone back to Egypt. The children of Israel were now set free. They were on their way to the promised land, and Moses was leading thousands, if not some people estimate over 2 million Israelites through the wilderness. Moses was their unconditional leader. Everyone respected Moses, but the job got too much. Moses was trying to do everything. Moses had to feed them when they were hungry. Moses had to strike a rock when they needed water. Moses had to do everything. And one day, Jethro saw Moses struggling. And he went to Moses in chapter 18 and says, young man, I'm here to tell you that you can't do this all by yourself. Thank God for wisdom. He says, if you're going to make it, you need to devise a plan so that you can survive the hardship of the wilderness and God can use you to do even greater things. You need to divide these people up and have somebody with some integrity and respect help you and place them in position. I did say place people in positions with integrity. I did say place people in positions with integrity and respect. And Moses did. And as a result of what Moses did, Moses was refreshed. Moses was used by God to do some extraordinary things. In fact, the next chapter, chapter 19 of the book of Exodus, is known as the Sinai experience, in which Moses, because he was relieved of all of his responsibility, had time to go meet with God and walk through the garden alone while the dew was still on the roses and watch God talk to him. God said to Moses, take off your shoes. Ground you stand on is holy ground. I am convinced that if Moses had not listened to Jethro, Moses would not have been refreshed enough to know what God is saying in this next journey in his life. Somebody ought to give God a praise for all the wise counseling you received in your life. In fact, you ought to give God some praise for a man by the name of Jethro, an unsung hero who gave advice to somebody in power. As a result, Moses went on to write 5 books in the Bible. Moses went on to write, God gave it to him. He took note of the 10 commandments given by God. Can I preach? All of this happened after he took the wise advice of a man who became his mentor. Can I ask you a question? Because we're living in an age where you can't tell some people anything. Can I preach to somebody in here? Look at your neighbor, say, neighbor, there ought to be somebody in your life that ought to be able to tell you something. I know you're big, bad, and got it going on, but there ought to be somebody in your life that is able to tell you something. Look at what God said. God said there are 3 key insights that I want to get to quickly that I want to share with you that came as a result of Moses and Jethro's experience. Number one is this: wise mentors speak truth in love. Can I talk about this? Jethro cared enough to confront Moses honestly. Don't put people in your circle that tells you only what you want to hear. They are not mentors, they are cheerleaders. Cheerleaders cheer for the team, whether they're winning or losing. You need somebody in your life that'll tell you the right thing. Verse 17 of the text, Moses was told by Jethro, "This is not good." Can there be anybody in your life can tell you when you're not doing something good? Wise mentors do not flatter us. They tell us what we need to hear, not just what we want to hear. I thank God for the people in my life that cared for me enough to tell me stuff that hurt my feelings. Look at your neighbor and say, neighbor, sometimes they got to hurt your feelings to get your attention. And if the truth hurt your feelings, so be it. You'll live another day so that you can reap the blessings of God. Somebody ought to give God a praise. In fact, y'all help me clap your hands for anybody in good grace have hurt your feelings with love. This is not good. I know that you are being led by God. I know that you are a man of God, but what you're doing is not good. Thank God for anybody who can tell you, because some of us don't want anybody to challenge us on anything. May I preach to you? Look at somebody and say, you need somebody. We all need somebody. Second key insight from this lesson of Jethro and Moses is that wise mentors help protect us. I'm going to leave that up there. Get your phones out and take a picture. If you're sitting by somebody close to you and they think they know everything, say, you ought to take a picture of that. A whole lot of wives in here say, hey, take a picture, take a picture. Wise mentors help protect us from ourselves. Oftentimes, we are our own worst enemies. Listen to what Jethro said to Moses in verse 18. You're going to wear yourself out. In other words, you won't be good for nothing. You'll be going through the motions and no good to anybody. Wise mentor. Here's the other one that I want you to hear. I just want everybody to see this. Wise mentors can often recognize, look at this, harmful things. I'm glad you shouted already. Harmful things or people in our lives before we see or recognize them ourselves. There's some people in your life that ought not be in your life, and you don't have sense enough to recognize that they ought not be in your life. And God will send somebody in your life to speak truth to you about the people that ought not be in. I told the church this morning to Mother Josephine Anderson, God bless your soul. I remember I was in college, thought I was a big shot, coming to church on Sunday, inviting people. Every now and then I bring a little girlfriend here and there because I thought I was big time stuff. And I would bring somebody to church. And I remember one time Mother Josephine Anderson saw somebody from another part of the state come to church with me, and I thought it was it. And Mama Josephine Anderson came up to us in my face, looked at her in her face, and said, she ain't the one. I I said, Mama Jo, can you wait after church? And she looked me in my, and looked her up and down and told her, you ain't the one. That young lady didn't say anything to me all the way back to Benedict College. I dropped her off. She said, I ain't never coming back to your church. I said, don't worry, baby. You won't ever be welcome back in my church based on what Mama Jo just said about you, okay? But here's what it helped me realize. Thank God somebody saw what I could not see, because that person I thought was the one really wasn't the one. And if I had not made the right decision, I would not have ended up with the one. Somebody ought to clap your hands and say, thank God for everybody who's ever spoken truth in your life. And sometimes they got to protect us from ourselves. There's some fellas hanging around with you that they ought not be hanging around with you. There's some friends in your circle you ought to get rid of, because guess what? They are not the ones. Sometimes God needs you to make room for the one and clear out space for the one so that God can bless you with what God has to bless you with. Somebody throw those hands up and say, speak, Lord. Say, thank you, Lord, for wise advice. And here's the third and the final one as you stand to your feet all over this place. Number one, wise mentors speak truth in love. Number two, wise mentors help protect us from ourselves. Thank God for everybody who's helped save me from me. There were times in my life I was my own worst enemy. Thought I knew more than I did. But somebody prayed for me, had me on their mind, took the time to pray for me. But number three, wise mentors help fulfill God's purpose. Whew. In our lives. If there's anybody who puts their purpose in your life over God's purpose for your life, they ought not be in your life. And I say that again. Wise mentors help fulfill God's purpose in our lives. Moses discovered that God's purpose is often fulfilled by listening to wise people with godly counsel. Moses went on to do some incredible things because he was amenable to allowing people in his life that can help direct him and mentor him and guide him to fulfill God's purpose. We must be willing to submit our will to God's will. Somebody lift those hands and say, not my will, Lord, but let your will be done. As the praise team comes, I want to conclude this message. Told you God told me to preach this in this manner this morning. I want you to hear this with a question and a statement. Ooh. A question and a statement. The question is this. Look at someone next to you and say, who is your Jethro? Who speaks truth with wisdom and love? Not your homeboy, not your running partner, not your dog, not your friend, not your partner, but who is your Jethro? Ooh. Look at somebody and say, everybody needs a Jethro. Everybody needs somebody in your life that'll speak truth and wisdom and love in your life? That is the question, but here is the statement. I want to end with this. Whew. Everyone, look at the person next to you and say to them, be somebody's Jethro. To all the older men in here, there's some younger men that need Jethros. To all the brothers in here who are proud of your success, Generation Now, thank you, Jay. Thank you, Daniel. They need help. 2 weeks, they're taking young boys fishing. Some young boys who've never been fishing in their life. Some boys who've never had a father figure in their life. Whew. They need some Jethros. Men's ministry is just not for folk that don't have titles. It's for all of us. The pastors, the deacons, all of us, so that we can become the Jethro of others. And so that one day, a Moses will emerge and say, I thank God for my Jethro. Someone who spoke wisdom to me at a critical point in my life. Do me a favor and lift those hands all over this place. Ooh. And say, Lord, help me find a Jethro. Lord, help me become a Jethro. Now clap those hands. The altar is now open. There's a powerful combination of songs that Elder Regina put together for this message this morning. The altar is now open. Maybe you're praying for some men in your life and in your house who's not here. And there may be brothers and men that you want to be a better Jethro. You want God to use you so that you can be a light. You can be an example to somebody else right now. So many people need to see the light, not just hear there is a light. They need to see your light shine. I'm here, you don't have to worry. I can see your tears, the song says. I'll be there in a hurry. When you call, friends are there to catch you when you fall. Here is my shoulder, you can lean on me. But I like how the song transitioned, lean on me. When you are not strong, I'll be your friend. I'll help you carry on. For it won't be long till I'm gonna need somebody, ooh, somebody to lean on. Amen. Come on, Regina. Can I do? I want to do something special. I know we've already begun the altar. But every brother under the sound of my voice that's in this building, I need you to leave your seat and come just stand in the aisle, stand at the altar. I want to touch and agree. I'm going to pray something special over you right now. All the brothers, look at all these men. Sometimes you've got a picture is worth a thousand words. A picture is worth a thousand words. Come on. And I want you to take the cameras and show. Come on. Come on. Where the small hand cameras walk up and down, show them, show their faces on it. Come on. Yeah. That's right. All the men, come on. Look at all these men that are coming. Ah, that's right.
I'll be there in a hurry when you call.
Yeah.
Friends are there to catch you when you fall.
Look at God. Every man.
Here's my shoulder.
Come on. Come on. You may miss your blessing if you aren't obedient to the instructor.
I am here.
I'm here. Look at all of these Jethros. Look at all of these brothers who've been touched by Jethros in your life. Think, they're still coming. Mothers are bringing their sons to the altars. Others are coming. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. That's right.
I am here.
Look at God's doing something. Lord, I thank you. I thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Rosa. Thank you for Frank. Thank you, Pat, for Chip. Chip is my Jethro. Amen. Thank you so much for those. Thank you for all of those who lifted me up. Amen.
When you're not strong,
I'll be. Come on, everybody. Lift those hands.
I'll help you carry on.
Thank you, Regina,
for.
Everybody, Lord.
When you're not, I'll be. Somebody,
take it up. Everybody, clap your.
Brother, when you need a hand, we all need somebody to lean on. I just might have a problem that you understand. We all need somebody.
Y'all sound good. Yeah.
Lean on me. Lean on me. When you're not strong.
Think about all the Jethros that have been in your life. May have been a stranger, a teacher, co-worker, someone that helped put you on that post, someone that helped you to be where you are now. Here's the challenge. Ask God to use you to become somebody's Jethro. Ooh. So that you can help somebody achieve what they want to do, what God has for them. And if you do that, watch God bless you. It takes a relationship with God. Close those eyes right now. Oh, I like that. One more time, Regina. We all.
When you're not strong. And I'll be your friend. I'll help you carry on.
For your time.
It won't be long.
It won't be.
Till I'm gonna need somebody to lean on. You just call on me, brother, when you need a hand. We all need somebody.
There's some female Jethros in here too, okay? Thank you, Sergeant King. There's some mothers who've taken folk under their arms and undergirded them to be who they are today. Let us pray. Eternal Father, we say thank you for this series, Unsung Heroes. Men who were not famous, men who no books were written about them with their names on it, but yet left an amazing impact on biblical history, simply because they helped somebody else fulfill their purpose. Thank you, Lord, for those who do not think it's robbery to help somebody else fulfill God's purpose in their life. And you will bless them. You will bless the waymakers. You will bless those who assist others to do what they are doing today. Lord, we thank you, we praise you, and we honor you. I thank you for every young man under the sound of my voice. Thank you for every brother who nurtured young people. Thank you for the young people next door in our youth zone. Thank you for the children, the next generation of leaders, Lord. Thank you for what you're doing in their lives. We count it done in Jesus' name. And the church said, amen, amen. Anyone that want to give their life to the Lord, come on, Pastor Mac and others. Come on. Call. Somebody right now, if you want, you can hit the QR code. Anyone want to come stand at this altar, I'll meet you right here if you want to. Any brother, any sister, God's calling you right now. This is your moment. This is your moment. This is your moment.
Ooh, yeah.
God is calling. Is there anybody say, here am I, Lord? God is calling you right now. Come on. Yeah. Yeah. Look at God. Look at God.
Just call me. Call me. If you need a friend.
Look at somebody and say, just call me. Clap those hands. Come on.
Call me if you need a friend. Somebody.
You have been listening to the worship service of the Bible Way Church of Atlas Road, where Daryl Jackson is our pastor. Our worship services are open to all at 2440 Atlas Road in Columbia, South Carolina, just off Interstate 77 between Shop and Bluff Roads. We will continue to air our services right here on the radio. We are also streaming live on our website at bwcar.org, on Facebook at Bible Way Church of Atlas Road, and on YouTube. Our streaming services are available live on Sundays at 8 a.m. and 11 a.m. and on Tuesdays at 7 p.m. If you miss any of our services or want to watch them again, you can get them on demand on any of our social media channels. We invite you to stay in spiritual fellowship with us. To place an order for a CD or DVD of today's sermon titled Grateful Men of Purpose, A Wise Mentor, please call us at 803-776-1238. Reference sermon number 060726. Again, that telephone number is 803-776-1238. Sermon number 060726. June is Men's Month at Bible Way. We invite you to celebrate with the men's ministry under their theme, Grateful Men, Godly Influence. The men of the church will be hosting midweek service each Tuesday at 7 p.m. with special guest speakers, and each Sunday in June at 8 a.m. and 11 a.m., Pastor Daryl Jackson will be sharing a powerful new series, Grateful Men of Purpose. These services are open to all. For a complete lineup of events, visit bwcar.org, and we hope to see you there. Tuesday, June 16th at 7 p.m., join the men's ministry for midweek service this week with Elder Tony Green. We praise God for the testimonies of those who have received Christ and now have a deeper relationship with God as a result of this ministry. To sow a financial seed into this ministry, you can give online by clicking the link on our website at bwcar.org, or you can give right from your mobile phone by texting BWCAR and your giving amount to the number 73256. You can also mail your gift to Bible Way Church of Atlas Road, Post Office Box 90309, Columbia, South Carolina 29290. Please do not mail cash. Financial donations are being accepted at the church on Tuesdays from 12 p.m. to 6 p.m. We thank you for your continued support of this ministry. At Bible Way, our mission is to know God, to love, and to serve.